Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And this week on Travel Talk, we are giving you something a little bit different. We've been broadcasting from beautiful Montego Bay at the Holiday Inn Resort. And I'm joined now by Odette Soberham-Dyer, the Regional Director of the Jamaican Tourist Board, which is quite the job, I have to say. I'm very envious. You must get to have an absolutely fabulous time. Before we talk about what's on offer here in Montego Bay and Jamaica, can I just ask you about the pandemic? Because obviously the tourist industry all over the world has been very badly affected. But it seems to me that over the last week or so that we've been here, that Jamaica has really gotten back on its feet and you're out there and you're raring to go again.
Most definitely. Thank you so much for having me, Carol. And a big shout out to the Sunshine 1068 family and to your listeners. hello from sunny and warm Jamaica.
Yes.
Well, it was certainly a challenge for us throughout the pandemic. But what has kept us afloat was our protocols that we implemented in the destination to keep our visitors and also our tourism workers safe. We built out some robust protocols and we have won international awards for those protocols. And of course, you will see the residual effect
yes.
of it at the property
Absolutely.
Right now, even though we have lifted many of the protocols. We have now done away with the Disaster Risk Management Act. But purses still keep a certain amount of those protocols in place.
Absolutely. And in fact, we mentioned it during the week that it struck all of us about how safe you feel here because you're taking it and continue to take it seriously, but without being intrusive about it.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. That has allowed us to reopen the destination almost 2 years now and to keep a significant number of our visitors safe when they came on vacation. And that is something that we're extremely proud of.
Now, we also spoke during the week about Jamaica. And I think it's fair to say that when a lot of people think about the Caribbean, they think about the sea and the beach and just, you know, lounging around. But there is so much to do. There is so much on offer.
So much in Jamaica. Because I want to share with you that of all the other Caribbean islands, Jamaica has the most attractions and experiences. It surpassed those of all the other Caribbean islands combined. And we're building out on that. And especially after the pandemic, we are now going out from the Jamaica Tourist Board to identify these new additions because there are opportunities that presented itself during the pandemic. And a lot of persons, as much as we were not seeing the volume of visitors, a lot of persons took advantage of building out other experiences. We are such a diverse destination. We sell it as an entire destination, but it's broken up into 6 resort areas, and each resort area is unique in its own way.
Yes.
We have the Port Antonio Resort area, the Kingston Resort area, South Coast, Negril, Montego Bay, and Ocheris, and each has a tagline that's different. For example, Montego Bay is a complete resort. You can get a little of everything here. The capital of casual is Negril. If you want just the beach, the sun, and the sand, and to just lay around, that's it. Community tourism, if you're into that, the South Coast is that. And if you're into the natural environment, that is Port Antonio for sure. And Kingston has been labeled as a cultural capital of the Caribbean. So if you want that cultural experience, you have to definitely go to Kingston. So there is so much, whatever you're, if you're interested in our music, if you're interested in our food, we have the natural attractions and we have the built attractions. And there is infusion of both the natural and the built, the experience, Mystic Mountain experience, the Chukka adventure. That's another great experience. We have the rafting on the different rivers and each offers something unique in its own. So it's not just coming to Jamaica and doing one rafting experience and I've done it. Each has something unique and appealing.
So what you should do really, I suppose, if you're thinking of coming to Jamaica, is just take 6 months off. And just go around the whole island and you can experience it all.
Yes, 6 months, 1 month in each resort area and you would get a good sense of what really is happening on the island. And luckily we're not through the pandemic. We've acknowledged that we're not yet through the pandemic, but we have some amount of opening up and we're back to some amount of normal, so we don't have those curfews anymore. And so what you find is the entertainment sector is slowly opening up.
And of course, that's a huge part of Jamaican culture. I mean, we all know of Jamaican music. And you hear it literally everywhere. It's no wonder Jamaican people are so happy. The hospitality is incredible. But I mean, you are living in a tropical paradise.
And we don't take that for granted.
No.
At all. Because when you travel and you see what other persons, yes, what their life is like and what their experiences are, we have to have a great appreciation of this. You know, I can sit on my patio and I look at the ocean and it's just amazing. Yeah. And you can sit there for hours and just look at that. Look at where you are.
Oh, absolutely.
Right now.
Well, where we are right now, we are actually looking out on the Caribbean. We're about 10 feet away from the sea, and it's a beautiful shade of sort of dark blue with turquoise and the white caps there, and the palm trees are just swaying in the breeze. It's about 27 degrees, and the sea temperatures, well, it's not far behind that, is it? No, it isn't.
No, definitely not.
So it is an absolute paradise. So I cannot recommend Jamaica highly enough. Just go and do it. To go into a trip of a lifetime here for sure. So if anybody, Odette, wants to find out any more information, where would you send them? Where is the best place to go?
Visit Jamaica website.
Visit Jamaica.
Visit Jamaica website is the place to go.
Okay, it's all on there. Well, can I just thank you for your wonderful hospitality, and again, just stress to anybody thinking of coming, don't think about it, just book it and come. You'll have an absolutely wonderful time. Odette Sabram-Dyer, the Regional Director of the Jamaican Tourist Board, thank you very much for your time. Absolute pleasure to chat with you.
Thank you so much for having me, Carol, and thanks to the Sunshine 106.8 family.
There you go.
Enjoy.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands, because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.